Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishma Savi Maria of Hello Bemeir Chilmechel Arini Kaparas Meshkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zechrono Levracha, learning in the Shul to speak, graciously sponsored by Bubby and Zadie Strong in honor of the marriage of their grandchildren, Adina and Ariel Schneider. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mashlim Zehabinyan Li Yisrael Ulatov. And of course, the Feit and Waldman families in memory of Avram Chaim Ben Tzvi, the late great Mr. Abe Irwin. We are going to study the third parak of Habakkuk today, which of course is the last parak of Habakkuk, and of course is also the Haftorah for the second day of Shavuos in this regard. Tefillah l'Habakkuk ha'Navi al Shigyono. So in this parak, we begin right away with Habakkuk's tefillah. And for what? For his Avera. What Avera are we talking about? So Rashi here and in Tehillim points out that Habakkuk felt a certain degree of remorse for having criticized Hashem in what he considers a certain degree of chutzpah. And so he asks Hashem for mercy and to forgive him. And so what does he say? He does as follows. And others, the Radak and the Malbim, say his tefillah over here is for Am Yisrael's welfare in the current galus and for the battle of Gog and Magog. And he asks Hashem, do nisim for them. And so he says, Hashem, shamati shemacha yeresi. Hashem, I heard your message. In the future, Am Yisrael will be sent into galus for a countless number of years. There was going to be a famine, says the Ibn Ezra. And so I got your message, and yeresi, I've been terrified. I was terrified at how the Jewish people were going to suffer during that period of time. Hashem, Paul, Chabakarev Shanim Chayeu, Bakarev Shanim Todia, Barogis Rachim Tiskor Hashem. In these times, renew your work. And during the galus, renew Am Yisrael, right? And in the times when you're angry, remember to be merciful. And so it says, Elokami Teman Yavova Kadosh Mehapar on Sela, Kisa Shamayim Hodosi Laso Mala Aretz. Hashem comes from Teman, from the Sinai. So Hashem first offered the Torah to Esav and Yishmael. They rejected it. Habakkuk mentions this to remind Hashem of his love of Am Yisrael. And not only that, says the Malbim, there's a prophecy here. And what is that? Am Yisrael go through two galuyos before Hashem redeems him. Galus Esav, Galus Yishmael. And that is the reference over here to Teman. Teman corresponds to Seir. And Kisa Shamayim Hodom Tilaso Mala Aretz, his acclaim fills the earth, and his splendor covers the heavens. And Vinoga Kaortia Karnaim Miadolo, right? Its light, its glow is as the light. When Hashem comes, there's going to be a radiance, an incredible radiance, just like as Har Sinai. Vesam Chavion Uzo, their rays from his hands are upon them, his might is concealed there. The Fanavi Lechdaver, in front of him, pestilence goes. What does that mean? The presence of the Aron brought death to the people of Canaan. By Itzei Reshes Leraglav, and Reshes, a plague appears at his feet. That is to say, there was a destruction of the Canaanim in that situation. Amad Vayimodet Eretz Ra Vayater Goyim. Amad Vayimodet Eretz, he stomps and the earth is measured. That is to say, when the Aron, it didn't move for Gilgal for 14 years, the time it took Am Yisrael to conquer Eretz Canaan, to set it as apart as a portion of the land. What the Malbim says this pasuk refers to is when Hashem reveals himself to the world, he'll alter the boundaries and depose their leaders, right? Amad Vayimodet Eretz Ra Vayater Goyim Vayispotetsu Harayad Shachu Gibos Olam Halichos Olam Lo. He looks and the nations topple, ancient mountains are shattered, eternal hills are humbled, rule of the world belongs to him. Tachas Abin Raisi Eloi Kushan, Yir Gazun Yirios Eretz Medjan. Because of wrongdoing, I behold the tents of Kushan. Due to Am Yisrael's Averos, Hashem didn't intervene with them when they fell into the hands of Kushan Rishatayim. He didn't forget them in the process. He, when the Jewish people will do tshuva for their averos. Hashem helps them over their enemies, just like he did with Gideon and Ben Yoash when fighting the Midianim. Were you angry at the rivers, Hashem? In other words, he asks a question to illustrate the reason why Hashem split the Yarden was to redeem Am Yisrael. Did you show fury at the sea at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf? He rode your horses, your chariot of salvation. In other words, Hashem performs miracles in order to help us. Area Teor Kashtecha Shwos Matos Omer Sela Neharos Tevaka Aretz. Your bow is fully unsheathed, the promise to your tribes to fulfill. That is to say, Hashem swears to take care of us, and he takes care of his promises. Ra'ucha Yachilu Harim Zeramayim Avar. The mountains shook when they saw you. In other words, when Hashem revealed himself on our Sinai, all the mountains shook. According to the Radak, this is a reference to the Malchi Canaan, the kings of Canaan, who became terrified when they heard about the miracles that Hashem did for them in the desert. Zeramayim Avar, a current of water went by. This refers to the Nachal Arnon, the well that accompanied Am Yisrael when they went through the desert, says Mitzudas David. Otherwise, it's a reference, says Ibn Ezra. It refers to the rains that Hashem brings to Eretz Yisrael, and he's able to go ahead and do so. Nasant hom kolo, rom yadeu nasa. It rains, the deep cried out loud, and it raised his hand upward, which referred to the well, which cried aloud at the Nachal Arnon. And it raised his hands. Hashem split the Jordan River in the spring when it's at its highest level. Hashem has that ability. Shemesh v'yareach amad zvulo l'or chitzecha yaleichu l'noga barak chanisecha. The fact is that even the sun and the moon stood still in the battle in Givon in the time of Yoshua. And in the future, Hashem will do that again, says the Malbim. And in the light, Am Yisrael went. That is to say, Yoshua was able to be victorious in the glow of your spears. And that's the way, says the Malbim, it's going to be in the future. The sun and the moon will stand in their place, but not for the same reasons that they did then. Then they did it to provide light for Yoshua's army. But in the Gula Hasida, Hashem himself will provide the light. He won't need the sun and the moon. He's going to do the battle. He's not going to need the time. Bizam titzad eretz ba'afta dushgoyim. You paced the earth in anger and you trampled nations in rage. That is to say, you went ahead and you destroyed the Sheva Amim and the seven nations of the that lived in the land of Israel. Yatzas aliyesha amech aliyesha es meshichecha machatz darosh mibeis rasha aros yisod atzav arsela. You went forth to deliver your people, to deliver your anointed. You crushed the head of the evildoer's house, right? You went ahead to take care of David HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech. And you're in the future, that's what's going to happen with the Battle of Gog, as it was in the time of Sancheiriv, according to Mitzudas David, and the nations of the world. Right? With his own spear, you pierced the head of his troops. It could be a reference to Sancheiriv, who had intended to come ahead and destroy Am Yisrael, and that destruction he did himself. His very troops went ahead and trampled one another to death. Right? They stormed, intending to scatter us into Galus, says the Radak. And then what happened? It would have delighted them to devour the poor man in secret. That, again, this is going to be the desire of Gog's armies. Who's going to attack Am Yisrael? The enemy says, look, I'm going to go ahead and work in that process. It's not going to work out. Am Yisrael wanted to, the Egyptians wanted the sea to be free of Hashem. So they tried to hide it and by killing the Jews into the Yam. And sure enough, the Yam killed them. Darachta bayam susecha chomer mayim rabim. You tread in the sea with your horses, mighty waters piled up, and you took care of it. Shamati v'tirgaz bitni l'kol tzalalu svasa yavo rakab ba'atzamai v'tachtai ergaz asher anuach liyom tzara lalos l'am yigudenu. I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the sound. Decay entered my bones, I shuddered where I stood, and I said to myself, that day was going to be my last day. Well, the day that I was supposed to be free would become a day of danger. And I was kind of nervous about that situation. That is to say, Habakkuk had a nevuah about the battle of Gog and Magog, says Radak, and when the word will come out in that period, says the Malbim, when Habakkuk saw the affliction Am Yisrael would endure prior to the coming of Mashiach, and he heard the prayers that they would say from their suffering, asking Hashem to bring about the Geula. So those sounds and those prayers, they scared the pants out of Habakkuk. And he said that I thought that there was going to be a rest, and it's going to be unbelievably painful. I couldn't imagine how I was going to put it together. But he says the fig tree doesn't blossom. There's no yield on the vine. The olive produced is lean. The fields produce no harvest. Flocks are cut off for the folds. There are no cattle in the stall. That is to say, the entire pasuk is a metaphor for the destruction of the nations that are going to do battle against Am Yisrael during the period of Gog and Magog. Yet I'm going to rejoice in Hashem. I'm going to be joyful in the fact that He is going to save me. And he's speaking not only for himself as Habakkuk, but himself as the Navi of the Jewish nation. Elokim Hashem Cheli Vayasam Arglai Kayalos B'Alba Mosai Adricheni Laminatzeach B'Neginosai. He says, the Lord Hashem is my strength. He's my mighty armor. He makes my feet like the deer, and He directs me upon my heights. In other words, He's going to bring me up to Yerushalayim. Laminatzeach B'Neginosai. For the conductor with musical accompaniment, Habakkuk tells the Levim who played the instruments to, when you go ahead and play over my nevuah, play a certain tone, says Rashi. Habakkuk, according to the Das Mikra, apparently Habakkuk wanted this to be sung regularly to the people of Yehuda, so that when we hit periods where we are in Galus, we will be able to turn forward and remember that there will be a future. What a fitting Haftorah for a day that it's not read in Eretz Yisrael, only in Galus, and that it being the period of Jewish history, Jewish destiny, the second day of Shavuos, the Chag Zman Matan Torasenu, the opportunity that Be'ezras Hashem, Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, and we will be able to overcome this Galus. Everyone have a great day. Tomorrow, we enter the world of Tzafania.